handle the truth.
Stand the test of time. Unemployment at a rising rate of crime. Will you stay or will you go? When the time comes, you will have to know. Are you gonna stand and fight for your race? When the storm breaks, which way will you go? When the storm breaks, you will have to know. When the storm breaks, what you gonna do? When the storm breaks, can we count on you? Predictable is what Powell said to you. Did you listen? No, you laughed like a pack of fools. Now you can see what fools you were. You had the chance, but you blew it. Now you're gonna face the storm and fight it. When the storm breaks, which way will you go? When the storm breaks, do you want to know? When the storm breaks, what you gonna do? When the storm breaks, can we count on you? All the papers, the radio and TV, never known men tell the truth to me. Only there to brainwash you their way. Gotta learn to ignore them every day.
All right, we're back. City Erie Radio on RBN. So, John, one of the listeners and one of the callers to the network, I've done radio with him on another network before. LockedInLoaded.shop. Okay. Locked, LOCKEDN, loaded.shop. And it's got a picture of that Kyle kid with his hand in the air with his AR, and it says, Seek Kyle. So if you're interested in a Seek Kyle shirt, go ahead and go over there to lockedandloaded.shop. So you got to get into something painful here. And you guys have all seen this. When you're looking at these people doing these, a lot of this rioting and agitprop, and now it's just not agitprop, it's agitaction. Okay, agitation, action. They're actively not just marching around, chanting their little stupid mantras, but they're going into active mode, which is heavy violence towards anyone that, let's just say, doesn't toe the line, doesn't wilt up under the weight of the mob. Okay. So, and I've been talking about this for the last few months. You know, you're going to have to realize that a lot of the people that are the leaders of this thing, a lot of the people that are some of the most aggressive in this thing, provocative in this thing, some of the most deadliest ones in this thing, they look like you. And this is an unfortunate sequence of events that brought us to this point. Okay? But a decent swath of these people infected with this Bolshevik revolutionary spirit look like you. And unfortunately, if we collectively as people that want to maintain some semblance of decency, tradition, order, and so forth, if we don't set our minds now, okay, to realize and to embrace the fact that some of the worst enemies of our people are our people. They've been infected with the mind virus of Marxism. And just like Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, and so forth and so on, a lot of the zombies, you could tell, were people just like you from your own genotype. So the question is, when the storm breaks, what are you going to do when you see a bunch of Antifa, Rose City creeps? They're willing to execute you. They look just like you, and they get off on killing their own because they've been brainwashed to hate their own as Nazis and white supremacists and so forth. And so they have become weaponized against you. It's an unfortunate chain of events, and a lot of people don't want to take this thing head on and realize. You know, the guy that did the shooting, when you look at his picture, he looks like Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That just popped into my head. 4chan users appears to have identified Portland rioter who shot and killed Trump. But he looks like Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers with a freaking hat on. And that's what it basically looks like. But anyway, he has a large BLM tattoo on his neck. I mean, a white guy with a freaking BL. It's a snowboard instructor, Michael Reinell from Oregon. A black power fist tattooed on the side of his neck. 48 years old. Anyway, just, you know, these are the type of people you're going to have to. So the guy that got shot in Kenosha, another felon. Thing is like, you know, the NBA. So Obama secretly meets with LeBron James and Chris Paul and all these NBA players to, you know, counsel them about what they should do with the whole boycotts thing and all this. And so, you know, look, there's some positives that can come from this. They're a lot of this is turning off a lot of their fans, the people that would sit there and buy the gear and the jerseys and all this crap. Unfortunately, a lot of these zombies are still, you know, gaga over all this sports crap. Thing is, this is all coordinated. This is what makes it so sick. All of us have to sit here and watch this. But the black criminality issue, I talked about it. None of them that want to sit here and get offended every time a cop shoots somebody in a black neighborhood, a black you know, cop and black police interaction. I mean, nobody wants to look in the mirror and accept any kind of truth. That the reason why, you know, some of these black guys, and it's less than whites, so 3-4% of the population is doing over 50% of the murders. And then you expect the cops to just treat people with kid gloves when they're interacting with these characters out on the streets. And yeah, some people get profiled and some people get messed with. But people don't want to clean up their own backyard. People don't want to clean up what's wrong in the community. And then they want to sit here and a guy gets shot who's diving in a car to try to grab a knife, possibly. He's fighting with the cops, walks around the other side of the vehicle, tries to jump in there, doesn't want to listen to any commands, so forth and so on. And all of a sudden, this is just so, we're not going to work. Well, right, you got baseball players and, I mean, the hockey, even the NHL. I mean, the Black Lives Matter painted on the frickin' court. The stadium up in Boston where the Red Sox play is Black Lives Matter. I mean, this whole psyop is so sick. I just, you know, it leaves you stunned at the simplicity and the easily manipulated minds of Americans and people in the world in this year, 2020. I mean, the way the media just 180 degree lies about everything in the last number of years, it makes me wonder, looking back when I was a kid, How? I mean, has this been a downward trend, or has the Marxist gang, have they always completely fabricated and lied and 180'd everything, or is this something that's just been kind of an incremental boiling frog thing, and now we're just at the point where it's completely doublethink dystopia, to where something happens and then, you know. Looks like Ayanna Pressley talking about this Rittenhouse kid. Oh, a white supremacist. He travels across state lines and to kill peaceful blah, 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 blah. And I mean, the gall that these people have. And you wonder, do they really believe this? And that's even more dangerous if they really believe it. But if they don't, you know, it's just tactical and it's a Linskyite projection and all the rest of it. But if these people actually believe this stuff, that's how people live on in the exact same proximity and can see things like it's two planets away. It's just fascinating. Where do I want to go? Let's take this in a new direction and let's talk about China and kind of this communist parallels here with us in China. And so this is from True News. Ken, if you would get clip one ready. This is from True News the other day, a couple days ago, and I was just listening to it. And towards the end of the program, which is like an hour and some change long, Rick Wiles came up with this kind of a hypothesis, which I thought was kind of interesting. Let's roll clip one.
Milley saying that the U.S. military is not going to get involved. We're going to get involved with the presidential election. But the military knows that there's a revolution underway.
Yes,
they know that we're civil war, revolution, whatever you're going to call it. All right. It's getting very close. Just as a showdown is coming in the South China Sea between between China and the United States, there's a showdown coming in the United States between the hard left and the right.
The communists.
How about that? Both showdowns involve a confrontation with communists. So this thought came to me. Is the U.S. military, the war planners at the Pentagon and the White House, are they not responding to the violence in the streets right now? Because the way that they're going to deal with it is during a war with China, where America will be in a state of war, and domestically we would be in a state of martial law, and anybody on the streets causing violence would be shot and killed during a state of war.
Treated as an enemy of the state.
Yes. That may be the strategy.
But they ignore
we're going to be in war with China by October, and the chaos in America, the military will take out the left in America that goes berserk in this country. That may be the plan and the strategy.
Well, that would sure put a stop to the wanton destruction and the impunity that this revolution has shown, as we showed you here.
You can stop
Congressman
it there.
And a senator.
So think about that. What if What if they're being kind of hands off right now because they know we're going to be in some sort of a conflict, a major conflict, and then during wartime, the rules of engagement with American citizens dramatically change and so forth and so on. So I thought that was an interesting angle. Okay. So let's talk about Robert David Steele. I saw this video where he's basically calling out Alex Jones and Mike Adams. Ken, this is number 10. I'm not saying I agree with Steele or I don't, but Mike Adams, to me, during the beginnings of the COVID thing, he was really on the party line about this thing's going to be so bad and I'm a scientist and you're not, so shut up. Him and David Knight got into it, and David Knight turned out to be the one that was much more on the correct side than Mike Adams. A lot of these guys had to backtrack. You know, at first I thought this could have been a doomsday thing, and I quickly backtracked as far as I could remember, but others held the line for a long time. Mike Adams was one of them. Let's listen to clip 10.
By a number of people to comment on Alex Jones and Mike Adams. Alex Jones is talking about a military coup. There's a military coup. And, he's talking about some of these flag officers and, of course, the Lincoln Project that's being funded by the deep state, the shadow government, the DNC. And you also have the RINOs, the Republicans in name only, who have crossed over to support Biden. So Alex is saying the sky is falling in. Now, Mike Adams, who many people have told me they no longer consider credible, he's talking about Antifa's received thousands of weapons from China or from somewhere. They're armed. They're dangerous. They're going to have a Tet offensive. What a bunch of fucking lunatics. You know, Jones, I got to give Jones a lot of credit because he helped President Trump, and he is the original archetype for alternative media. And I hope he gets off of all of his supplements. I hope he gets over his issues. I hope he stands up to the Sandy Hook people. I've got easily 100 people that will testify for Alex Jones and crush the Sandy Hook lawsuits. Perhaps Jones will come back, but right now, I don't think he's got it. Now, Mike Adams, the weapons, Antifa, come on, give me a break. Antifa is a bunch of losers. Illegal alien blacks, Somalis, Haitians, all of them disowned by the authentic black community in the United States. Bunch of dumbass white kids that don't know anything at all, and they're just out there for the grins and because they've been brainwashed in some way. What's really important is that the white militants have not come out shooting. Now, let me tell you that in the Steele Report on Monday, and that's a subscription service, 58iota.net is free. The Steele Report costs $11 a month. In the Steele Report, I do an analysis, and I have to hark back to Matt Taibbi and my review of his book, Hate, Inc. Matt Taibbi outlined how he had finally understood Trump by understanding that Trump is basically using the WrestleMania playbook and basically befuddling everybody and doing a tremendous job. Now, between Trump, the tweets, and QAnon keeping the white militants from coming out shooting, the discipline that has been shown by those who believe in faith, freedom, and family has been phenomenal. On my Monday report, I come to the conclusion that Trump is actually controlling the Democratic Party, and that there have been so many hidden arrests, indictments, convictions, confessions, and deals made that the only way to understand the idiocy of the Democratic Party today is to understand that they are playing a role, the role of the heel, the designated loser, in a WrestleMania playbook. There's no other explanation for the Biden-Harris, and my source Steve Anus says that Biden's going to drop out by the 16th, and maybe Harris goes up and Corker comes over, white asshole from Tennessee, never Trumper. So there's stuff going on here that we do not understand. There is no coup in the U.S. military against Donald Trump. I think he has a complete and absolute grip on the U.S. military. Now, the military-industrial complex is something else again. And there, I believe that they have been neutralized. With respect to Antifa and weapons and stuff like this, they don't have a prayer. Between the National Guard, the 22 million veterans, and our already pissed off law enforcement officers who have been holding fire, it's not going to happen. And I personally believe that what the deep state and the DNC desperately, desperately want is for the Trump people and the forces of law and order to overreact and create some kind of Kent State, Tiananmen Square, My Lai massacre, whatever. That hasn't happened. And it hasn't happened for a reason, because behind the scenes, we are winning. So my bottom line is I love Alex Jones and hope that he comes back to sanity and health soon. I don't think Mike Adams is a serious person, and I would not pay any attention at all to Mike Adams. And that's my bottom line. God bless all of you. God bless America. And God bless the President of the United States of America and the First Lady, Melania Trump.
All right. So you get that's the CIA, certain faction that steal, I guess is they tolerate Steele. He's got about 70,000 YouTube subscribers now. A lot of people interview him and so forth and so on. Now, I don't look. I listen to Jones and I read Adams' site, and a lot of Adams' site is basically reposting stories from other people's stuff. Hawaii rolling out mandatory COVID testing checkpoints on major Oahu Highway with mandatory vaccines and quarantine camps soon to follow. Hillary tells Joe Biden not to concede under any circumstances, even if he loses. Let's see. Chicago's teachers union endorses beheading Bezos after demonstrators built a guillotine outside the Amazon DC home. You know, so a lot of this is just now he does, you know, Adams does, you know, takes some stuff and he breaks news and so forth. Dozens of universities still taking millions from Chinese front group despite federal warning. Pelosi declares Republicans to be enemies of the state and launches plan to seize the White House by force. There's even talking about if this election's contested, that Pelosi's going to assume the presidency from the basement of the Capitol and blah, 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 blah. You know, she's third in line. Mike Adams says this, it's time for law enforcement to begin shooting violent terrorists and rioters who are trying to burn America to the ground. So, you know, I don't know. It's very interesting, but I got a bad taste in my mouth that Adams stuck to his guns for so long on the COVID thing. Now with Alex, you know, I don't have the trust in the military like Steele thinks it's all just one big blah, blah, blah. There's guys that are in the military that are wearing a big 3-4 stars that are traitors. Okay. These are the guys that Obama put up the ranks. Okay. And they're crypto Marxists and they're aligned with Jesuits and all kinds of strange stuff. The military, there's been a lot of these Mick generals, these Catholic Knights of Malta type characters and Jesuit tools, Jim Jones being one of them. A lot of strange stuff there. The stuff with Millie Weaver and how all that went down with her really going after Jim Jones and some of those characters. It's pretty fascinating. where do we want to go next? Let's go to clip 9 real quick. Ken, let's go ahead and roll that one.
What's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's Saturday. I think it's like the 28th or 29th of August, 2020. And after 10 years, 430,000 subscribers, 2,200 videos, they took RFB down today. And they hit RFB2 with community guidelines, so that channel's going too. But I'm locked out of it. So fortunately, the guys that listen to me subscribe to this channel because I can't upload anyplace else. I mean, maybe BitChute and Patreon and whatnot, but whatever. They took my channel down because of that video that showed the military was training to detain American citizens, and they are. But listen to this. I talked to Mike Decker. I'm in South Dakota right now. I talked to Mike Decker all night about doing a video, and I didn't do it, and I should have because they took my channel down. If you look at the Agenda 21 maps that used to be floating around, it showed them taking everybody from their homes, their properties, the people that were left, and moving them all to super cities. All of those super cities were on the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Back in April, I showed you videos of military trucks hidden in quarries. And then I got about 5 emails showing military trucks sitting on trains in Wisconsin for 3 weeks recently. And military trucks still in quarries. So what they're doing is they're starting riots and every other thing in that entire Agenda 21 area because the military is going to take control of it. And you've probably seen the video by now. I meant to put it up, but I figured still had another day. I guess I was wrong. Of the cops doing a snatch and grab. They roll up on that BLM protester, block her in, take her out of the car, sweep her away, smash her window, sweep her away, and then a cop gets in the car and drives away. And at the end, a military advisor gets out of a SUV to oversee it, to see if they did it right. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's going to be the next step. So do not let them block you in if you're in traffic. You see what I'm saying? It's all coming to fruition here. I showed you the cover of The Economist magazine from, 2008, which showed the Phoenix Rising and the digital dollar. Well, that cover in 2021, that cover would be 33 years old. So there's your hint. These guys are really doing this. We always said when it was time, they would take the channels down. RFB is gone, and RFB2, I'm locked out of. So this is the only channel I have. And I'll tell you what, like I said before, I've done everything I possibly can. If I can still make videos, so be it. But if I can't, it is what it is. It takes a lot out of you. The riots in Wisconsin and Minneapolis. Okay, so I put up a video. This is what got RFB taken down. I put up a video showing the military releasing a video. They released it. It's public knowledge now, saying they were training to detain American citizens. The next day, we see cops roll up on a BLM supporter or whatever, block her in, take her off exactly like a military operation or a cartel would. And then the next day in Minneapolis, we see people that break the curfew being taken away by the National Guard in buses. Do you see what's going on here, people? This is real. This is legit. This is really happening. So,
all right, you can stop it there, and we'll talk about it when we come back. I told you for a long time ago, somebody's going to end up in camps. Now, whether these people are just the cannon fodder for the beginning, and then they really go after the Patriots next, that's another rabbit hole to go down. All right, folks, see you on the other side. Together we will roam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Program coming your way, Incendiary Radio, 1-800-313-9443. If you want to jump on, be very brief if you could. I got still got a lot to cover. 1-800-313-9443. Real quickly, I'm going to cover this Bozeman gentleman from Black Panther, okay? Chadwick Bozeman. Ken, we're going to do clip two first. He played Jackie Robinson back in a movie in like 2013, and this is what's crazy. He dies on the Jackie Robinson day. I was at a bar with my old man, and all the guys are wearing number 42. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then somebody at the bar is like, yeah, well, that's Jackie Robinson's number. It's Jackie Robinson day. So the actor, Chadwick Boseman, that played Jackie Robinson – on Jackie Robinson Day, they announce his death. Isn't that nice how they do these little rituals in front of your face? Let's roll clip two real quick.
August 28th, 2020. And in this video, I want to speak about the death of the actor Chadwick Boseman, who died today at the age of 43 from colon cancer. And you know, there's a lot to this. I mean, he died on Jackie Robinson Day, the actor that played in the Jackie Robinson movie that came out in 2013. But let's get started. So supposedly he was battling colon cancer for 4 years, and you know, he lost the battle today, died at the age of 43, a familiar number. In gematria, the word killing sums to 43. So does Masonic. But, you know, this actor, he played in numerous amounts of movies that are related to black culture, like the movie Black Panther, Jackie Robinson, you know, and other movies like James Brown and other films. But what I'm going to show you guys in this video is how his death is perfectly synced up with his films. I mean, the guy died literally on Jackie Robinson Day.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. and you kind of get it, but the video goes on and it gets real weird and it gets into gematria and so forth. Ken, now if you could get number 8 ready. This was an interview, a very cryptic interview of Mr. Bozeman when another movie was coming out. Go ahead and roll clip 8.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. One of my viewers sent me this video.
But people are, like, ready to see this movie. They're buying the tickets. It's nuts. I mean, how does that feel to know that they love this film so much?
It's great, but I'm dead. So I can't answer any questions about that.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to give us a spoiler or anything like that?
I'm dead.
What about Black Panther 2? Anything?
I'm dead.
No, we're not ready for you to be dead, Chadwick.
But I am. I'm dead.
So he knew he had colon cancer since 2016 while he was filming, and they were in the process of making the Black Panther. And I was talking to my kids about this, and my daughter pointed out, you know, they have contracts. They take physicals like athletes when there's going to be multiple sequels and things. I mean, he was maybe going to make 4 or 5 more films as the Black Panther. So it seems odd that this never came up. And certainly, I mean, look at the weight loss. People would know that he was doing poorly because you just don't know.
All right, go ahead and stop it there.
You know.
Colon cancer, CC33, kind of interesting. Just wanted to throw that out there. 1-800-313-9443 for anybody that wants to jump on. We got Bob in Colorado, it looks like. Greetings, sir.
And greetings to you. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? I mean, watching the implosion of our society. Go ahead.
For the most part, I listen to RBN all week long. I do switch back and forth on certain programs. And I did listen to Alex Jones today. I actually watched it. I never get to watch it. Yeah. I'm up in the middle, 8,000 feet up, so my signals are bad. But I actually had a signal yesterday when he brought this thing about that general. And when he got about 15 or 20 minutes into the program about the letter he wrote, that general.
General Mark Milley, yeah.
Milley, yeah. All of a sudden, it was it. I couldn't get the rest of the show for 45 minutes. So I turned the show on today, and I have to admit to you, he brought forth so many videos of these white freaking crazy left-wing Soros crazy people shooting that guy twice in the chest for walking down the street, and he showed so many other videos that was absolutely riveting.
Yeah.
And then you brought up something I think you did earlier or the other talk show host about the inoculations in Hawaii now, going through these tunnels to where you're going to be forced to take the inoculation.
Yeah.
And his show host was Jones. I can't remember his first name. And he moved here because he knew he would never be able to conduct business again. So he moved to Texas. And he talked to the lieutenant governor of Hawaii and said, yes, we are going to lock down the country, and everybody is going to have the shot. And this is so much tyranny. And my problem with Trump is right now that with the power he has, even if he gets killed over it, he needs to get freaking Soros arrested and start arresting the outright liberal socialist Democrats that are actually on radio and TV saying we're going to take down the president of the United States. That is an insurrection.
Sure.
And the last thing Alex Jones did, and I just want to finish it real quick, the last thing Alex Jones did before his show ended was, he goes, I've had enough of it. I want to go protest at Fauci's house. Crew, find his address. He freaking brought up Fauci's address, showed his big mansion, and said, you know what, I'm going to try to get a protest going to Fauci's house because he's killing all of us, and we need to stop it. And so does Trump. So with that, I'll let you go. I love your show, man, and
thanks.
I'm glad I got in, and I'll listen to you off air. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah, Fauci. You know, a lot of people get on me for talking about the power of the Jesuits, and I kind of talk about their relationship with the Elders of Zion. But don't underestimate their power in the United States. They're the power behind Nancy Pelosi, okay, the San Francisco Jesuits, all right? So when you get into all the writings from great, great men throughout our history, and the way that they cause revolutions and chaos and disruptions in countries, they're right there with the Jewish mobsters, and they work hand in glove with each other. So very, very crazy stuff. So we got some callers lining up, so everybody try to be brief. Dan in Washington, greetings. How we doing, Dan?
Greetings. How are you tonight?
I'm all right, man.
Calling about the Yuri Bezmenov video about ex-KGB agent.
Sure.
Warns America.
Yeah.
Real quick, though, on your last topic with Pelosi, I can't find, Rance played a clip of her at AIPAC telling everybody that her dad was a Chavez goy. Did you hear that when Rance played that?
and that's how
he basically got into power.
Yeah, well, they come from Baltimore, the D'Alessandros. See, that's her dad, that's her family, the D'Alessandros, and he was a big mobster in Baltimore. And so Baltimore's another big Jesuit city. Lincoln has barely escaped with his life going through Baltimore back during those times, and he wrote about that and so forth. Very interesting. But yeah, she, you know, look, the Jewish mob and elements, especially the Spanish crypto Jews, all the Muranos in Spain. This is where Opus Dei and the Jesuits come out of. There's a lot of soft underbelly there you can read up on. So, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, it's great. I wish I could find that clip, though. But I was on the Rents show one night and I couldn't find it, but it was classic. If you hear that, it's amazing to hear. Just admit it like it's a big joke.
Well, yeah. Well, think about mobsters, the Jewish mob, even in the Godfather series and Bugsy Siegel and Hyman Roth from the Godfather. That's all, you know, what was his name? The big Jewish mobster, Meyer Lansky. They always had these relationships with the Cosa Nostra. So.
Well, I was calling about Yuri Bezmenov. That video is really great. And he talks about how the communists would take over a country.
Yeah.
They would demoralize it, you know, tear down the statues, tear down the history. And he said America was in that process.
Sure.
And that video was probably made in like the 70s or 80s. So I was concerned when we're at the he talks about the normalization process.
Yeah.
And I was thinking today, are we in that normalization process, like the people tearing down the statues, would the communists side with them, or would they side with the general public to, like, restore order? And I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, well,
it's kind of interesting.
Well, they'll restore order when they get all their people in place, and that's when it's time to crack down and begin the real purge, the Red Terror. Purge all your intellectuals, purge all your military that are loyal to the country, and so forth and so on. So they got to cause the chaos. They got to disrupt everything, the whole defund the police thing, demoralize the cops, tons of them walk off the job. Then they supplant their agents throughout the police forces, and then the real gulag archipelago cranks up and all of it.
That's what I was wondering, or maybe it's like a corporate, it's a new corporate communitarianism, and they're going to use
Apple and Facebook and Google and all those goons. They're all going to be part of this. You know, they're still going to have their existence. It's not going to be 100% where the state owns everything, even though the state and the corporations now are already interlocking. you know, the people that are put in charge to oversee agriculture, they all come from Monsanto and so forth. You see all this going on.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, the guys that are in charge of the SEC are come right out of the banking sector. I mean,
it's a corporate. It's a secret. Yeah. I guess it's been like that since Rockefeller, you know, and the Federal Reserve, and it just got bigger and bigger, and that is our government. But it's
all right, man. I got callers.
Anyway,
yeah, man. Thanks. Take care of yourself. Bye. Yeah. All right. Let's take Alan in Ohio. Good evening, Alan.
What's up?
Hey, what's
Hello,
up?
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm kind of vexed over all of this. I'm not in a good place, but what can you do?
Me neither. Well, I just wanted to do like a statistical boil down for. Like the argument that they're doing that the people in the general Black Lives Matter movement is that they have, if a black person has an interaction with the police, they have a greater chance of being killed than a white person. And so the statistics are, you know, there's about 7.1 million white people arrested by the police per year. And there's about 2.8 million people arrested by black people arrested by police per year. And like if you took like 2019's numbers, 370 white people were killed by police. And this is pretty much always assuming that they were being placed under arrest. So I'm kind of discounting just the traffic stops by race. Yeah. In the sense that even if it was a traffic stop, then probably the cop was going to arrest the person, white or black. So there's about 370 white people died by police in 2019, and 235 black people. And it comes down to literally, like, Robert, like, you have, as a white person, being arrested by the police, your chances of being killed in the raw statistic is 0.000064. And the black person's chance under those stats, you know, 2.8 million arrests, the 200 and something number of people dying, their chance is 0.0000, both four zeros, 7-9, so 6-4-7-9 is, you know, it's, what do you call it, maybe 20% greater, but we're talking like four places past the zero. So the propaganda is magnifying a simple, tiny little issue that doesn't account for any of the other factors we talk about.
Well, yeah. Propaganda is power. Yeah, that's where the power's at. And then they've got all their minions in place in various influential platforms and positions to where then they can even magnify the propaganda. You see? So, I mean, it's crazy.
And with social media and the concentration of the schools and everything, it's become like a 100 or 10 or 100,000 fold ability to propagandize a lie over the truth.
And that's Jack Dorsey and the Twitter cabal, they're sitting there letting Antifa and BLM and the rest of them organize riots in real time on Twitter. And this is why you got to look at Barr and Trump and these guys with kind of a slightly jaundiced eye. And you got to realize it's like, look, this is a dialectic going on. And if you guys were serious about law and order and all this, you'd be over there in Silicon Valley making some serious arrests.
And that whole organization of just simple rioting is also the organization of who's getting a child in the mail.
No, sure.
You know, protecting that, because obviously they're communicating over the same means that we are. So if this AI is so intelligent, it knows exactly what they're doing, and they're just enabling it. So it is the beast.
Yeah. It's a dialectic process, and it's like, look, why would we as the United States of America with the Constitution in place and things there to go after domestic enemies who are calling for the revolutionary overthrow of the country, why would we tolerate a communist party to even exist? You see, these people call for the violent overthrow of the republic. So, in essence, they put themselves in the domestic enemy camp, and this thing's over 100 years old, the Communist Party USA, and we still tolerate it.
That's like the crippling when you commit to being a good person, it cripples you because you can never be an expansive person, you know, to like impose your views on other people. And it cripples you in the war against people that have a belief that permits expansion, you know, by force.
Well, Machiavellianism, the ends justifies the means. That's a Alinskyite ideology, to where it's like rules don't apply. It's basically ruthlessness without conscience. And so therefore, you know, you're not constrained by the same moral rules as people that believe in God or believe in the rule of law and these other things. And so,
that's what I meant by the expansive element. Like you're not willing to go out there and punch somebody in the nose to impose your views, and that kind of cripples that whole community. But it just has to be part of it. And I guess
it's the conundrum. It's the conundrum of our time. Hey, I got to jump. Thanks for the call, man. Thanks for listening. Let's take Tony in Chicago. Good evening, Tony, up there in good old Lootersville, Magnificent Mile.
Yeah. Now, protests this weekend, no looting. But, Robert, now that the Synagogue of Satan, CDC, has come clean on their hoax and admitted only 9,210 Americans died from COVID-19 alone, but I hate to say it. It's really zero. I don't hate to say it. It's really zero Americans died from COVID-19 because COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's a total hoax, and that's proven by the DNA test on the PCR test that they did. Come on, man. How does it exist if the test doesn't look to find it? And it's proven with DNA.
The guy that invented the PCR test says there's no way that this test is even worth a crap when you're trying to find something like
that.
No, but
it's DNA tested. What it looks for to confirm that it's positive is the same thing as chromosome 8. And I don't know anything about this crap. It's on RBN, the story 8 on RBN's site, Andrew Kaufman. But I'm just wondering why they did this. I'm going to tell you. At this point in time, I know I'm going to sound like an a-hole here. Is anybody in this country, because they were doing it before the George Floyd hoax, is anybody in this country, and I'm going to sound like an a-hole, except me, this retired iron worker, and a couple of old bags up in Gurnee, Illinois, that got a group of people, is anybody going to go out on the streets and protest this Jew BS? It doesn't seem like it. I just don't get it, man. I mean, I've been out the last 8 weeks, and I'm not talking about like guys like you pulling down a full-time job or anybody pulling down a full-time job. I'm talking about people that I picked up this week. He was out with me all week long. Okay? We are out there with my big signs on the corners. It's a rush. It's a head rush just to tell the people that this thing is a hoax. And also to tell the people with the mask on their face that they're a bunch of assholes, and they are, and it's a great feeling. And we know there's no 8x4 feet. There's no pandemic. COVID-19 equals pandemic, scamdemic, hoax. www.vaccine.hoax.com. We're covered. Robert, I know you got to go, but if 5,000 people were doing what we're doing here in Chicago. In white areas, the worst that happened is some beaner threw an egg at me and another beaner threw a water bottle at me. Big deal. If 5,000 people were doing what we're doing, these Jews would think twice about what they're doing. They'd start getting nervous. Instead, I hear a bunch of people calling up to radio shows like this, talking a bunch of smack garbage, and they're not going to do anything. And you know why they put this thing out with the 9200? They just wanted to confirm to themselves that white America is not going to do a damn thing. They won't even go out with a piece of cardboard. Because they put this, they put the truth out, and it's really, the truth is zero. And now they're going to laugh this week because no one's going to do SH. But I'm going to do something about it. I'm making a new sign. Go to www.vaccinehoax.com, people. Confront the beast. Do something, please. I can't solve this problem by myself. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Take care. All right, last caller. We'll take Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel.
Well, hey, Robert. Yeah, I was listening to a lot of your archives over the past few months, and you nailed it years ago. You said there's going to be some kind of pandemic, and we're all going to get hoaxed into this New World Order. On another note, real quick, I'll let you finish out the show, but I think someone should start a GoFundMe for this Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, he's already got like $150,000 for his legal bills already raised. The goal was $200,000, yeah.
But just to make a bronze statue of him in Kenosha in case he gets shanked by somebody in prison.
That's what they're worried about. They're worried about him getting Epstein'd, or not Epstein, because he's probably on the beach in Tel Aviv with plastic surgery, but I mean, really, really, really jacked up before he can go to you know, any court proceedings, because, you know, this L. Lynn Wood lawyer is probably going to tear into him with the evidence that this was self-defense. So,
yeah, even Kamala Harris, she's saying these protests are just a great thing. There's going to be more of them. She's encouraging it.
Yeah,
unbelievable. So I'll let you go. Thanks.
All right. Cheers. Take care. Yeah. You know, it's so strange. She was the attorney general of the state of California, Miss Law and Order, but now she likes the disorder and rabble in our streets, getting paid, of course, a good portion of the ringleaders. And then the dummies out there that are not getting paid, you're the real suckers. That gets sucked into this crap. But some of the things I didn't get into, the Tennessee government, okay, anti-protester action. If they attend certain kind of protests that turn into riots, they're going to try to strip them of their voting rights. Okay, so what happens when a Marxist takes over in Tennessee, and then so some patriots go out there and try to do some, are they going to strip them of their voting rights? I had a video on Moderna, this shadowy corporation that's coming up with the vaccine. I had a salty cracker video about people looking for Kyle Rittenhouse's cell. Okay, he's in Illinois right now, and they did a 30-day stay on his extradition over there to Wisconsin. So I guess there's a judge in Illinois that's not real energetic about sending them off to Wisconsin right now. Amazing Polly, a panic video I was going to play. But the Connor Hinnant murder, the father and the stepdaughter getting murdered in their own driveway. White, you know, black on white crime. All right, folks. Where it goes between now and next week, we don't know, but the wheels are turning. Cascading sequence of events. Cascading sequence of events. Take care of yourselves. Watch your back. If you're headed out to somewhere,
is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.